Prior to 1860, Americans didn't demand a high level of national solidarity. A loose sort of catch-as-catch-can unity satisfied the nation in spite of the existence even of those patriotic special interest groups like Know-Nothings. Neither by geography, culture, common experience, or preference was the United States naturally a single country, although it did possess a common language. But conformity had been ordered by corporate and banking interests from the Northeast, so one country it would become. Stupendous profits accrued to these interests from the Civil War, and its great lesson of national regimentation into squads, platoons, brigades, companies, regiments, and army corps was not lost on the winners. Warfare by nature forces men to wear value ranks openly for all to see, forces everyone to subordinate themselves to higher ranks, and higher ranks to subordinate themselves to invisible orders. War conditions men to rule and be ruled. Modern war creates a society far different in type and scale from the ragged and bizarre individuality which emerged out of the American Revolution. With everyone dressing alike, eating alike, and doing everything else alike, maximum profit can be derived from the use of mass production machinery in an ideal environment where the goods of production are swiftly wasted and military consumers are literally forbidden the right to refuse to consume. A soldier must wear his uniform, eat his food, fire his rifle. To guarantee customers through psychological drills is the very essence of the corporate world about to come into being.